Hello and welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and today we are on episode 11, and our topic is on veggies that are ultra hardy. So what got me started on this topic was I went to look up cold hardy vegetables, and one of the top responses on Google was from a website called Mother of Hubbard, and she had motherofahubbard.com, and she has a 10 vegetables more hardy than kale, more cold hardy than kale. I've used her list on some of these and also found some more from other places like Dave's Garden had some really good information, and we'll get into that here in a little bit, and where you can find some of these seeds we talk about. So the first variety I want to talk about, we're going to go with the roots, start with the root crop, and that would be carrots. Carrots are awesome, and they really gain their sugary, they set their sugars, I guess is what I'm trying to say, after the first frost. So it's important, if you grow them through the winter, to make sure that you plant them with enough time so that by the time the first few frosts come, that they are mature, and then they will last for a long time into the winter if you have mild winters like we have out here in western Washington. Although this last winter was long and colder than usual. So the tops of the carrots can handle some light frost, but the roots are really where you get the cold hardiness. If you're overwintering, if you're trying to keep them for as long as possible and eat them throughout the winter, then you're probably going to have to mulch over the, you know, the carrot part, the orange part, the roots, after the tops die back. Now I'll tell you about a few of the varieties and what you can look at. So soil type is important with carrots. Carrots like to grow straight if the soil is right. If you have sandy, loose, nutrient-dense soil, then they will grow straight and they will look like the ones you get in the store. But if you don't have that really sandy soil, they'll hit a rock and they'll fork, or if they're having a hard time with their roots penetrating through clay, then they will branch off, and or if you have too much nitrogen, they'll look very hairy. So those are some of the things to think about when you're planting your garden. So you need to, you know, take extra care for carrots and the soil that they are planted in. So when you're looking at carrots, the root shape is really one of the main characteristics of carrots. In davesgarden.com, it's like a sound, Dave's, D-A-V-E-S, garden.com, he covers some of the kinds of carrots in a blog article here. And he says some of the stuff like what I was just told you about. But the long, skinny ones that you have, he says, are called the Imperator variety. And he says, unless you have better soil than I do, these are the kinds of carrots that you only wish you could grow. So the next one are Nantes. And as we go down the list, you'll see that as I explain it to you, that the carrots, the roots get shorter and broader with a more of a shoulder, they call it, where the green part meets the orange part at the top. They call that the shoulder, and that is what you look for when you're going to harvest your carrots. But so right now, first the Imperator, which are ones that you don't really, we won't cover too much because it's, you know, this is a homesteading show, and we're not in it for all of the aesthetic. We're in for it for quality, nutrient dense food. Live the best lives we can with what we create from our own hands. So the first one we have is the Nantes, and they're shorter, you know, than the Imperator, of course. And they can be about 7 inches long. Some of them are really short, maybe only 4 inches long. The first variety we have are called Nantes, and they are a little bit shorter than the Imperator. They're about 7 inches long. They can be as short as 4 inches long. And they are shorter and thicker than the Imperator. Then you'll go down to Davers. They can also be called a half-long carrot. And they're a little more blocky. And so as the soil, as the shape, in with all of these, the color or the shape or the way the leaves are shaped, you know, with all of these varieties, kind of is indicative of how cold hardy it is. Or, as in carrot shape, as in carrots' case, they are what kind of soil it can handle, if it can handle clay soil. So the shorter the root, the more likely it will be happy in clay soil. And as we go down, the roots shorten and the carrot gets thicker. So next is the Danvers, which are do better in hard in heavy soils than the Nantes. Then we'll do the Chardonnay. They're really blocky. They look almost like they're about as wide at the top as they are at the bottom, and you know they're only 4 or 5 inches long. They're really short, but I think they'd be really good for cooking with. And then the last ones are the globe style or planet shape, and they are planet rather, not globe. For some reason I wrote down globe. They are round, and I found another one that said, he says Thumbelina on davesgarden.com, and I also found someone else talking about Thumbelina, that they have short roots, they're about 65 days to maturity, and they can grow well in heavy soils. The carrots will be cold hardy to, you know, the tops will go down to, say, 15 degrees or 20 degrees to play on the safe side, 20 degrees Fahrenheit, but the roots can handle real good freeze. And just make sure you mulch them so that they don't actually get frozen themselves, but the soil can get cool. Just mulch over the top, give them a little insulation. Number two on the list, I only have five for you. So number two is spinach. So spinach is a surprisingly cold hardy plant. If you want to have it all winter long for putting in your salads, which is what I like to do, then you'll want to cover it, protect it somehow. And you can get hoop houses, short hoop houses with cloth over the top. And that should usually be enough in places with mild winters. If it doesn't get really, really cold. If it gets really cold, you'll probably have to put them into a cold frame. Also, it seems that a flat leaf varieties are going to be more tender than the ones that have savoyed leaves. That's what it's called. Savoyed leaf spinach is a more cold hardy. And high mowing organic seeds at High Mowing Seed Company, highmowingseeds.com, they have the Bloomsdale spinach, winter Bloomsdale spinach, and it's $2.95 for a packet of that. It's real reasonable, and they are cold hardy. And they also have there are other savoyed leaf spinach. I mean, if you want to look it up, that's what you look for. So as the carrots, the root got shorter, it could handle heavier soil. The spinach, the more bumpy, crinkly, blistered looking the leaves, the more cold hardy. The more flat and tender the leaves look, the more tender they are. But if you make a hoop house, you'll be in good shape. Or a cold frame, or an actual greenhouse, depending on what your climate is like. And they're relatively quick to growing. If you want only baby spinach, it seems like it's only less than a month. The seeds will germinate when the soil is 32 to 60 degrees, says the High Mowing Organic Seed website on their product description, and achieves the best quality when the air temperatures are 55 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. So, and they say to plant every 7 days for a continual harvest. So, as I was saying earlier, the baby spinach seems to take a lot less time to grow, and then if you want to wait for it to be fully mature, then it's going to be, you know, like 2 months. So we'll move on to the next one on our list, which is Swiss chard. So Mother of a Hubbard says that the green or white varieties are more cold hardy. That kind of goes against the rule of thumb with the spinach. The Verde di Taglio. Taglio? Maybe I'm totally butchering that. Swiss chard. Has a mild flavor, and that is offered by rareseeds.com, Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. They have that kind of Swiss chard, and it is only $3 for a packet of about 100 seeds. The what people like about this Verde di Taglio chard is that it has mild flavor. Here in the product description it says, very thin stems support large leaves of unusual substance. Outstandingly sweet and tender variety. Excellent for cut and come again style harvesting. One of the best tasting chards. A delightful, traditional Italian variety. So, that is Swiss chard. The Swiss chard is one of those vegetables, green leafy vegetables, that are just great in a salad, and they can really add a lot of volume to the salad. So the next one, this is number 4, is parsnips. And the parsnip variety that we are going to be covering, I mean, there are some really good parsnip varieties, and they are from Sustainable Seed Companies who did this, sustainableseedco.com. And if you just go to shop seeds, and it'll bring a drop-down list and find parsnips. They have 3 varieties. I mean, and there are, you know, whatever your favorite seed company is, they're probably going to, but just research as to which ones are going to be cold hardy. Same goes with all of these varieties. The carrots need a little bit more homework, I think, because there are so many varieties, and while I couldn't really find where they said this one will do well in the winter, but this one won't, so I haven't researched extensively, but with all of these, do your homework first. So the parsnips, the one we're going to look at here is the Hollow Crown, which Hollow Crown parsnip seed, which is $1.99. Market price is $4.65 for a packet of seeds, about 500 seeds, and that means, you know, a few hundred plants. I don't know how good the viability of these seeds are, the germination rate, but 500 seeds can plant you a lot of parsnips. And we love parsnips. We kind of discovered it in our family, sort of, so to speak, last year. And parsnips are awesome. They're a lot like a carrot. They look like a carrot, like a white carrot. And they taste sweet. They're really nice with mashed potatoes, mashed up with mashed potatoes. I'll just tell you about what they said here on their product description here again at Sustainable Seed Company. The Hollow Crown parsnip seed, 95 to 110 days, which is less than some of the other. If it's you're in a little colder of an environment, it could take up to 130 days or, you know, thereabouts. So plan on that in planning ahead so that you can have your variety ready through when you're ready to eat them. So the Hollow Crown parsnip was mentioned in D.M. Ferry's 1879 catalog, so it is definitely an heirloom seed. Very old heirloom parsnip with probably the best taste of all parsnips. Hollow Crown produces a 12 to 14 inch tapering root that is 2 to 3 inches wide. Excellent roasted, a valuable winter food source. Best if eaten after the first frost, as this causes them to produce more sugar. And it says, this is kind of cool, unique to their site, it says, recommended by the following state universities or ag extension offices as a variety that performs well for their region. And it says Oregon on there. That's just kind of cool. Oregon's close, I guess, to us. I really like their company. Everything's well laid out, and their web pages are easy to navigate. And their prices, so market price is $4.65 for a packet, and their price is $1.99. That's pretty nice. You get a quarter pound, which is 20,000 seeds for $10. I don't know how much parsnips your family eats, but that's a dang long time of eating parsnips. The last one that we're going to talk about today is the leek. And as I mentioned with the other ones, you know, looking at the structure of the root or the leaves will sometimes give you information on if it will handle cold or handle what kind of soil or handle what kind of sun needs. It seems that also I've noticed, and someone's told me before, I think it was my wife actually, that the darker green leaves usually can handle more shade, and the lighter green leaves need full sun. I like to think about characteristics of plants and where they fall into how they're used or where they are adapted for. Because then I can, like for the herb spiral, when I teach the herb spiral class here, I say, don't think about what the name of the plant that goes, just think about its formation. So you'll see the drought resistant tall plants will be at the top of your herb spiral, and the really tender, moisture loving plants will be at the bottom of your herb spiral, and then you'll find ones in between to go on up. That's how I think about with these plants as well. And I don't know if that helps you or not, but it helps me to characterize them and to put them into an order in my brain. So last one is the leeks. And the darker varieties, dark green or kind of a bluish color, are more cold hardy than lighter colored ones. Once again, high mowing organic seeds is who we're going to look at for leeks. I was just looking at their different kinds of leeks, and it seemed like the Tadorna was a really good variety. Maturity is 110 days, so that's not too long for a fully matured leek, and you can plant a lot out of one seed packet. So their description here says, winter leek with stocky dark green shafts that size up well and hold into the fall. A side note is I found that the Turkish leeks are the thin, tall ones, and the European leeks are the thick, short ones. Okay, on with their description here. A favorite of growers in the Northeast for its vigorous growth and good resistance to disease. Well adapted to many regions, overwinters in mild climates, good resistance to leaf blights. It's a winter crop and it has a uniform size. And theirs is 100 seeds for $2.95. One thing I found out about leeks that I didn't know about, they do not compete very well with weeds. So you really need to make sure that you keep your weeds away from the leeks as they grow. Also, if you mound the dirt up around the leaves that are around the stem, that it will cause the stem to be, or the stalk, I guess you call it, to be blanched or a lighter color, which I believe makes it not as strong of a flavor. It says, harvest at any stage of maturity, but flavor is usually best in fall after a few cold nights. Some fall planted varieties may even overwinter for an early spring crop. So those are my five veggies that are ultra hardy. And you know, with every one of these vegetables, there are several varieties that you can find. And just do your homework as to which ones are going to be good for the cold. And a lot of peas and carrots and spinach, you know, all these ones that I've mentioned here are good to get started early as well, as some of them take a long time to grow, as long as their seeds will germinate. I will put all of these websites that I've talked about today, Dave's Garden, Rare Seeds, and High Mowing Seeds, and also the Mother of a Hubbard, on the show notes, so that you don't have to worry about writing them down or taking notes while I'm talking about it. You can just go to the show notes and click the link, and it should pop right up with everything you need to know about these plants and where to find them. You can find this show and all the other shows we've done so far over at havenhomestead.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you can leave a comment for it, I'd appreciate it. Just tell me, you need to tell me where you guys are from, why you're listening to the podcast, what your situation is, you know, where you're at, if you've got some acreage or if you're just hoping to find some acreage someday, where on the homesteading journey you're at. And I'd just love to hear from you and get to know you guys a little bit better. And don't forget about our patreon.com/havenhomestead. And that's where you can support the show for as little as $1 a month. And keep us alive and well, posting stuff to make this place, make this world a better place. Once again, this has been the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.